Serge Ukungi saw the passenger plane crash and burst into flames.
I was near the place. I was 200 meters from where happened the accident.
He says he saw the pilot and a few other survivors being pulled out. The jet, owned by Huabor Airline, a private Congolese company, was on a flight to Kinshasa. Journalist Naomi Swartz was on the scene in the Bureri neighborhood of Goma near the runway.
The plane crashed about an hour and a half ago in the middle of a busy market street. The plane is still smoking. The fire seems to be getting worse. The whole top of the plane is ripped off, and the two buildings next door are pretty much destroyed, too. People are still carrying bucketfuls of water to try and put out the fire. Plastic buckets that they're just picking up from the street.
Swartz says rescue workers fear many people on the ground were killed, too. She says the United Nations has had to hold people back to prevent them from getting too close to the plane, which was still on fire. Democratic Republic of Congo has one of the worst aviation safety records in the world. A plane crash in a residential area of the capital, Kinshasa, last year left more than 50 people dead. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.